Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to speak to an absolute legend from our very fine land. Please welcome Mr.
Andy Peters. La 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 la. Andy Peters wears a bra.
Morning, Andy.
Hello there, how are you?
Ah,
I thought you were going to do the ending. Good old David Arnold, same man who wrote the Big Breakfast theme tune.
And Little Britain.
And Propellerhead's track.
He does everything.
Yeah. And also, he does quite a bit of movie stuff like James Bond.
Is it the same one?
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, I don't know. Well, I think there's a David Arnold who makes... This is very geeky. There's a David Arnold who makes jingles, and there's a David Arnold, a big composer.
That's, yeah, but I didn't realise... I didn't have a... Mm.
Yeah, the last Bond, Casino Royale, was old David Arnold.
I wonder if it is the same bloke. He must be loaded.
And he was in Different Strokes.
No, that's Arnold, as in what you're talking about, Willis. Oh, right. So that's completely different.
Oh, fair enough. Congratulations, Carrie, by the way.
Oh... Thank you very much, Andy.
Not at all. Mm. Actually, I'll only get the reception.
I wouldn't hold your breath for that long.
Fair enough.
Add Andy Peters to the receptionist.
Oh, yeah, Andy.
A-N-D-I.
A-N-D-I.
Thank you, David.
A-N-D-I Peters.
Plus one?
No, got no one to bring.
Aww. You know why, though, Andy?
Shut your face.
Because you're ugly.
Yeah, I'm ugly, but I ain't fat. Do you think I would have been expelled from the Big Brother house for saying that?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so why did he used to say goodbye to Northern Ireland on the broom cover?
Okay, now, how in-depth do you want me to go? Do you want me to go geeky as you'd like?
Today, proper geek, proper in-depth geek.
Geek
right,
it up.
Okay. The 6 o'clock news has to start at 6 o'clock. Everyone agreed on that?
Yeah.
Exactly 6 o'clock. It starts 18:00. So therefore, the junction that I used to do before Neighbours, my link before Neighbours, was the last live junction on BBC One. So that junction had to be an exact duration, because as soon as Neighbours would finish, they'd go into a routine to get them to 6 o'clock on time. Mm-hmm. They couldn't make things longer or shorter.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland, back in the day, didn't show Neighbours at 5:35. They had their regional news programme at 5:35.
That's ridiculous.
And then they had... It's all to do with the man who could only record it at one time. It was all a bit of a nightmare.
Mm. What man?
The man in Northern... I'll tell you that in a second. So therefore, I had to say goodbye to Northern Ireland so that they could opt out, then do their... This is Northern Ireland, now the... Now at 5:35, it's the regional news.
Yeah.
So I used to have to get rid of them so they could do that goodbye. So what happened is, in the beginning, I used to always say... I'd stop what I was doing and say, goodbye, Northern Ireland... and then carry on. Then I got bored of that, so we decided what we would do is we'd just pause at that point. So they'd be counting me to the opt, and I'd be saying, la-da-da-da, isn't that right, Ed? And then I'd just stop for a second, they would opt out, and then I'd carry on. And people in Northern Ireland got so angry that we stopped saying...
Yeah, well, I was about to say, because surely you'd be halfway through a conversation, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I would be, but I'd try and make it so I'd say, and la-da-da, tomorrow, la-da-da-da, and at 5 o'clock, Blue Peter, stop, they'd opt out. And then I'd carry on.
Why didn't your man in Northern Ireland just change his shifts around so that everyone was the same?
Honestly, Dave, there were days when, if Ed and I spoke over the beginning of Neighbours, what they used to do, Northern Ireland would record Neighbours off air at 5:35 from London.
You talking about Ed the Duck?
Obviously, I mean Ed the Duck.
Right, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Ed the Duck. Presented a news programme in Northern Ireland. I'm confused.
No.
Right.
on the network. If Ed and I spoke over the beginning of Neighbours for some reason, mm-hmm. Northern Ireland would complain, because what would happen is they would record that Neighbours and show that at 6:30. So they'd go, now on BBC Northern Ireland, Neighbours, and suddenly you'd get, quack, quack, isn't that funny, Ed? Because the man would be at lunchtime, because we said, well, get him to record the lunch.
Well, you make it out like BBC Northern Ireland was run by one man.
It was then.
You know, and if he decided to go to the pub for lunch, sometimes Neighbours wouldn't be on. You know, I forgot to record it. Sorry about that. We'll just put the news on.
I also like the fact that you refer to Ed like some sort of old colleague. You know, like, well, me and Ed were doing a link. He was a duck.
But he was my colleague.
Well, I know, but you talk about him like sort of Morecambe and Wise.
But that's what we were like. We were the latter-day Morecambe and Wise of our time.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Andy, he isn't real. He's not alive. It's a puppet.
Don't say that, Carrie.
He's only down for reception, do Ed the Duck.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, tell you what, Carrie.
Carrie, be very careful. Somebody said to me yesterday, is your fella real?
Oh.
They weren't 100% sure that you hadn't made it up.
The whole thing is a figment of your imagination, Carrie.
It's a duck.
Can I do my get-to, Chris?
Be That's quick.
Oh, hello, all right, Alid. Oh, you're still coming as bad as Rachel.
People are saying in the text, where's Rachel? So I'm taking from that I'm supposed to, you know, kick you off or something.
Be careful, if you upset Andy, he'll start doing the same to you that he does to Rachel, which is walking around whinging again, Rachel doesn't like me, she doesn't like me.
Yeah, but at least Alid's invited me to watch the Joseph final, so that got you a few points.
I haven't liked Andy since he didn't give me the children's BBC job.
What? Oh, God.
He was at my audition. He was the judge at my audition.
Really?
He didn't give it to me.
When was this?
When I was about 17.
And what did he have to do? I didn't know you were... What was that? Was like children's TV presenter idol?
It was me or Dick from Dick the Dom, and Dick got it.
Dick the Dom? Dick and Dom, not Dick the Dom.
That's another show entirely.
Dom the Dick.
Sorry. Personal time.
Alex, wow. What, did I give you a reason, Alex, as to why you didn't get the job?
Because he said Dick the Dom, probably.
He said I should read CFAX more often and that I wasn't good enough.
Oh, and this, sadly, that is genuinely what I would have said. Mm. You need to practice by reading CFAX out loud.
That's right, that's right.
Oh, I do it, but look how well you've done.
Well, you know, I could have been Dick and Dom.
Alex didn't get it, but Dick did.
Somebody, by the way, somebody's just texted, a few people have texted in, they're adding comments about this conversation, weirdly. My favourite one is... Andy Peters used to present the broom cupboard from what is now the toilets for my old office at Television Centre.
Yeah, because there was the original broom cupboard that Philip did, and I did, and Andy Crane did, and Simon Parkin did. That was one, and then they rebuilt it and made offices.
Fabulous. Right, do you want to do this Guess Who?
Yes, go on then.
All right, where was it?
London, just off the King's Road.
London, just off the King's Road. Was it a man?
Yes.
Is this man a actor?
Yes.
Is this man an American actor?
No.
Is it an English actor?
Oh, he doesn't know.
Well, I do know, because I'm flipping Googled it. And we'll find English, no.
No.
Is he Scottish?
No.
Welsh?
No.
Hang on, with my go. Is he Northern Irish?
He's Irish.
He's Irish.
Yeah. County Louth, Louth. Mm.
It's Lock, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Oh, well.
Louth.
Louth, thank you. What do you know? It's sunny where I live. It's going to complete the circle of this link. I've just realised.
I'm just wondering, is it Pierce Brosnan?
It is.
Wow. That's a good one.
I saw him once.
Where?
He was my best ever Guess Who, actually, today. I saw him in a pub in North London.
Oh. But of course, he's a James Bond, and we talked about David Arnold, who was in James...
Clever.
Look at that. Yeah. Anyone would think Alid had planned this.
We came full circle.
Right, we have 12 seconds before we have to opt out of the Andy Peters phone conversation. So what we've got coming up later, Ed, is some music by the editors and Nelly Furtado.
Right.
Yeah, so... Good, he's gone. Oh, no, he's still there. No, he's gone. No, he's still there.
Hello? Hello? Am I there or have I gone? I've gone.
No, you're still there.
Bye.
Good luck finding some work today and finding who's going to pay for lunch tonight.
Get lost.
Bye. I must explain that. Andy.
No.
Can I not? Can I not explain your dinner thing?
No.
Okay, all right.
Why would he have lunch tonight? No. So he has lunch today.
He doesn't eat lunch if someone's paying for dinner. Right. Bye, Andy.